Off the Ball Breakfast.
Eddie Jones can provide the explosive soundbite for which Roy Keane is renowned. Will he do it though? Will he?
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite.
Yeah! Talk to us. So you were offered a ticket for Ireland and
well, it is
this weekend.
It's a big talking point. Like, actually, the Mario did a great gift grub yesterday featuring, actually, Ronan O'Gara and Anna Quinnan, two of our guests today. But it was basically, like, satire it might be, but it was on about the price of tickets. And I got offered Ireland tickets for €155.
Jesus.
Is that for one or for two?
Yeah, for one.
Oof.
And that's where we are with rugby. And that, like, the thing is, I wasn't that surprised by that offer in terms of the amount. But I was like, oh, sure, I can't justify paying that at all. And plenty of people will. And that's great if you can afford it. No bother.
You get a 10-year jacket for that.
You would.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jesus. Great circular conversation.
I love that.
It's gone mad though, isn't it? Is it in the papers there?
Well, something similar. Well, actually, the lack of value for money that you might get in the Aviva, because crowd pleasers is on the back page of the Irish Daily Mail this morning. Players will get the stadium rocking. Simon Easterby expects his players to deliver a performance that will have Aviva Stadium rocking. The point being that Aviva is bottom of the Six Nations ground rankings.
So is that done by noise?
Who's ranking that?
Yeah, how is that determined? You don't know.
The Olympico is higher than it.
So the Mail Sport has officially done their rankings.
Oh, it's a subjective thing.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So like they've said for the Aviva, it's 6 out of 6. Atmosphere 4 out of 10. Away day experience 6 out of 10. Facility 7. Character and history 3. Aesthetics 7. So total is 27 out of 50.
The facilities.
Can we run through what the Olympico's one is?
So the Olympico comes in 4th actually. 6 out of 10 atmosphere, 7.5 away day experience, 5 for facilities, 7 for character and history, and 6 for aesthetics. Principality Stadium's
first. That's not rugby's character and history
in
the Olympico.
Yeah, it's a fair
you
point.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Good grief.
So Principality Stadium first, Stade de France second, Murrayfield third, Stadio Olimpico fourth, Twickenham fifth, and the Aviva sixth. I mean, yeah, I think they have Mark McCabe, Maniac 2000 as DJ in the Aviva Stadium tomorrow to try and get the place rocking. But yeah, it is an issue. And like Matt Dawson was on with yourselves during the week, and he was making the point that home advantage is huge.
Yeah.
But maybe it is less of a huge thing when it comes to the Aviva.
But at the same time, I'm more confident of Ireland beating England at the Aviva than Twickenham.
Yeah.
So there is an home advantage, like, of some description. But like, look, I know we are running coming up shortly, and it'll be interesting to ask, because I think he went to the New Zealand game in November, and that was the most maligned game of the series about the atmosphere. Like, sure, we talked about it ourselves. It was the discussion of the week after. And I don't know if it's just too cosy and comfortable an atmosphere, if it's the general culture of rugby and the difference between football, but like, there'll be a lot of football games at the Aviva too, which isn't great.
Mm.
It's not like it's a rousing atmosphere. It's not like Baca Juniors, like, do you know what I mean? And maybe it is just a kind of a comfort element of society. But the facilities thing is interesting, because I would say the Aviva is quite good that way. Like, there's bars everywhere. There's Jack's galore, like, there's an easy, and it's obviously a very well located stadium if you're based in Dublin. So all that stuff is good, but it's like the price of the tickets. And I guess if people keep spending the money, they're not going to go down anytime soon. Like,
yeah.
So if you're a rugby fan and you love going to rugby games, but you don't have much money, you haven't the hope.
£155, by the way, that's a scam.
Yeah, and I don't think it was any special ticket either.
Just a standard.
Yeah, I guess it's because it's late in the day as well, and someone was flagging it. Like.
Insane. Ronan O'Gara is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Ronan.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Keeping well. Yeah. We were discussing the
the serious stuff at 7:30. I like it.
Yeah, apparently Maniac 2000 DJ Mark McCabe is playing at the Aviva tomorrow, and Simon Easterby has been talking about the players. It's their responsibility to get the stadium rocking. And the Aviva
is he playing? Yeah,
apparently so. Apparently, just to keep
a song,
absolute tune. So hopefully,
I nearly make the trip for that alone.
It's worth it. But
he did our Christmas party.
Yeah,
he did a Christmas party with that song. I should have told you about it in advance if I had known.
Raj didn't get the invite. He's just sitting there like, where was my invite?
I'm going to save that song for a special video. I think for when you really need to get the boys fired up. What a tune! But you're my generation. It's the good memories come flooding back.
I can imagine. Does it have an impact on players at all? Like,
you understand what a Jax is, do you?
A Jax?
Yeah.
As in the Jax?
Yeah, a Cork slang. Is that Cork slang or is that general?
Colin beside me here could possibly inform me.
No, I'm not asking Cullum, I'm asking you, Shane.
I'm from Monaghan. That's a good 4 or 5 hours to Cork. But
I didn't have a clue what he was talking about exactly. No. See,
no, he was just politely nodding and agreeing. But yeah, no, you would.
I don't know what either of you two lads are saying.
Does Cork have a monopoly on the word jacks when it comes to the toilet?
No.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I thought you.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Wasn't sure what it was. But Cork slang gets regular playing on this show. In fairness, there's a lot of Cork people around the office.
There's not.
Not really. does it have an impact, Ronan? Like in terms of like for the players, the atmosphere you'd imagine for an Ireland England game in the Six Nations is going to be decent anyway. But I mean, you were at the Aviva Stadium as a fan.
It has a huge impact.
Right.
It has a massive impact, and I think, I mean, that's the difference between supporters, fans, and people going watching a game. And there's all different categories, and more so, it's blown my mind, I suppose, the way the French view it, because the French view rugby as entertainment, and I'm there, no, rugby is sport where you try and get the better of your competition on the pitch, but there, no, okay, well, we can go to the opera, we can go to the cinema, you can go into the Centreville, or you can go whatever you want with your money. Obviously, the pricing is a different conversation, and we'll get to that, but the French people need to be entertained, you know. So basically, that's why in some games you see, when you see a Mexican wave, it's a sign that the crowd is pissed off. Or it's gone completely the other way and it's just out of control and they're doing it 10 times. But yeah, there are a lot of people, and even talking to at Christmas time, just when you're back and you get chatting, a lot of people want entertainment for their day out. While then I think maybe the rugby knobs like me who are in it big time, it's all about the sport, but for 90% of the people, that's not how you're going to grow the game, and that's not how you're going to get better. And then it comes down to size of stadia, and that's where Ireland probably lose out a bit, where they can't accommodate the Joe Soap on the street, because you need to make money from this tournament, because this is their major breadwinner. But like when the capacity is around 50,000, that's where Stade de France and Twickenham and the Millennium have a big advantage, that you can offer packages for people that, you know, I mean, that earn a good wage, but not a wage where you can pay over €100 for a ticket, you know. So it is an interesting conversation, and when you're, I suppose, the rugby coach / involved in the director of rugby and the running of a club, you see all these sides of it too. And when you're a player, or even sometimes an assistant coach, it's all over your head, you know. But people just think that you just show up. There's so much prep in the background that a lot of, I suppose, figures need to be balanced. And this is the big thing about the Six Nations. You need to make big money, because the club game is on its knees. And I don't think people pay any attention to that sentence. Mm.
The La Rochelle atmosphere is obviously a famous one, and that home ground.
It's a famous one, but it's another one, and I wouldn't be like to be using this outlet as a source of commenting about it. But it's got to the stage where the bite among them before success is completely different.
Mm.
And a good friend of mine always said to me, success creates its own problems, and you can see it. And it's exactly like the Irish team as well, where you kind of expect to go to the Viva and Ireland will win.
Bandwagoners kind of thing.
No. It's just compliments to what Andy Farrell has done with the Irish team and Joe Schmidt has done with the Irish team. A lot of it is, before that, it was you didn't know how the game would go. You just expect Ireland now to win a rugby game. It's in Aviva, and that was probably the case in point against New Zealand, where New Zealand hurting are going to be a very, very difficult proposition in Aviva, and I was one who underestimated it. But you could see then, within 2 minutes, the New Zealand kind of first body language, first contact, first collisions, it drew nearly the energy and life out of the crowd, because they were like, oh, this is going to be tough. You knew within 2 minutes. And it was a game where, yeah, the players didn't give the supporters much to shout about, but New Zealand were the dominant team, and they took the energy from the crowd as well, and that's how they talk about, you got to silence the crowd in the first 20 minutes, and that's what good teams do, where you see the opposite of it tonight, where you mean France will look to skittle Wales out of the way in the first 20 by playing, I'd say, crazy, unstructured, instinctive rugby, which isn't in their norm, because a lot of people think that France throw caution to the wind. They don't. They're the most probably structured team in the Six Nations, where everything is dictated by kick data and kicking meters. But they're all of the crowd, be it supporters, people watching, or fans. It's a good debate.